Chapter 13. Shahada, Bearing Witness. Traditionally, to become a Muslim, you go through a ceremony where you bear witness that there is only the one God. This bearing witness is known in Arabic as Shahada, and the ceremony is often called declaring or taking your Shahada. Every book I have ever read about Islam talks about this as the first of five pillars of Islam. Where this concept of pillars comes from, I am not certain. However, for me, this experience was more of a bull of inequity than a pillar. When I was supposed to take my Shahada, of course I started my period. And because my periods were irregular, I was spotting on and off a great deal. Trying to find a time that I could become a Muslim was almost impossible. At last, my hormones cooperated and I officially became a Muslim. The ceremony was simple, but the preparations were horrendous. My friend who was guiding me through the process had given me book after book of Islamic materials to study. Most of them had been printed in Pakistan. They were clearly written by people whose first language was not English, and they were printed on paper that often bled from one side of the page to the other. Needless to say, they were very difficult for me to make out, so I did not really get too much from them. However, now I think that was a blessing. I'm afraid that if I had really read and understood them, I probably would have been frightened away from becoming Muslim. The Islam they taught was full of complex rules and regulations, especially for women. I don't know that there was much, if anything, from the Quran in a single one of them. As I said, the ceremony was simple. My friend said the required words in Arabic, and I struggled to repeat them. Afterwards, we had a wonderful dinner that he and some of his Afghani friends had prepared. Everyone was very kind and complimentary. My friend had gone to a great deal of trouble to try to educate me properly about Islam and to make my becoming a Muslim a special occasion. It was very kind of him, and I am grateful. However, my understanding has changed. As I have read the Quran and come to realize that God is the only one who guides us, I have come to the conclusion that being a Muslim is a matter between you and Him alone. Becoming a Muslim requires no ceremony. It is something that happens in your heart. We had to keep postponing my taking of the Shahada because I was spotting. However, having God guide your heart does not require your body to be in any particular state. What if you wanted to become a Muslim and were always spotting? Would God refuse you because your body was doing what He had designed it to do? If you had an oozing wound, that would be no impediment from going through the Shahada ceremony, though that is certainly as impure as a woman's period. If a true physical impurity does not make you unacceptable as a new Muslim, why should a completely natural bodily process? Most Muslims believe that as part of the Shahada, they must also declare that Muhammad was God's messenger. Clearly, all Muslims believe that Muhammad was God's messenger. However, there is a growing recognition that the Quran forbids making any distinction among the prophets and messengers. This is demonstrated in the following verse and several other verses. Adding just Muhammad's name in the Shahada and not the names of all those sent by God is making such a distinction. Each one of them believeth in God, His angels, His books, and His apostles. We make no distinction, they say, between one and another of His apostles. The Holy Quran, 2:285. Yusuf Ali uses the word apostles in his translation of this verse. Rashad Khalifa translates it with the word messengers. In either case, it is clear that we should not be making a distinction among those whom God sent. In fact, not only should we not be making a distinction, God tells us that He decreed the same religion for all the messengers and prophets. He decreed for you the same religion decreed for Noah, and what we inspired to you, and what we decreed for Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. You shall uphold this one religion and do not divide it. He guides to Himself only those who totally submit. Quran, the Final Testament, 42:13. Thus, God decreed just one religion, submission to Him alone. I believe that all of those who do submit to God alone form one congregation, no matter what they call themselves. If there is just one congregation among those of different religions, then surely there should be just one congregation among those who follow the Quran. The verse immediately following, the one above, condemns breaking up into sects. However, there is a verse that is more straightforward, and so I quote it here. Those who divide themselves into sects do not belong with you. Quran, the Final Testament, 6:159. Muslims should not be dividing themselves into Sunni or Shia or any other sects. We should be one congregation with all other submitters to God alone. In that ceremony long ago, I was told I was becoming a Sunni Muslim. I did not know enough to object. I also added Muhammad's name as I repeated the Shahada, but I would not do so now. I would not want to take the chance that God would be displeased with me for making a distinction among his messengers. In fact, there is nothing in the Quran indicating that such a ceremony should be performed. The Quran does speak of a Shahada in the following verse. God bears witness that there is no God except He, and so do the angels and those who possess knowledge. Truthfully and equitably, He is the absolute God. There is no God but He, the Almighty, Most Wise. Quran, the Final Testament, 3:18. Thus, the Shahada of God, the angels, and those who possess knowledge is to bear witness that there is no God except God. There is no mention of any other being. God alone suffices. Surely, if this is God's own Shahada, it is the only one we should be using. This Shahada is the same as the Jewish Shema, the first portion of which is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Deuteronomy 6:4-5, the Torah, the five books of Moses. This is what Jesus called the greatest and first commandment. New American Bible, Matthew 22:36-38. We have already heard part of Lori's story at the end of chapter 7. Here is the story of how she became a Muslim. Becoming Muslim in Traditional Islam. God, most gracious, most merciful, blessed me to read the Quran in December 1978. I had been raised as a Roman Catholic and knew almost nothing about Islam. By God's mercy, I recognized the Quran in His divine truth. I realized I had been a Muslim, submitter, much of my life without knowing it. I was eager to begin the worship practices God had decreed in the Quran. I had been given an instruction booklet on the Muslim contact prayers from an acquaintance and had learned how to pray, but I didn't know where to go for the Friday prayer. I looked in the San Francisco telephone directory under Islam. After a humorous conversation with a kindly secretary from the Shriners organization, I made contact with a gentleman from the San Francisco Islamic Center. When he recovered from his shock that an American woman had accepted Islam because she had read the Quran and not because a husband or fiancé had required her to do so, he explained that I must take the Shahada, a ceremonial witnessing that only God is God. Within a few days, I met him at the Islamic Center and proceeded to take the Shahada. When I asked about attending the Friday prayer, he and the other brother who had witnessed my Shahada began to discourage me. They told me that attending the Friday prayer was not mandatory for women. This confused me because I had just read chapter 62:9, in the Quran enjoining those who believe to attend the Friday prayer. It did not say only believing men were to attend. I was told that there was a hadith, sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, which said that because women's work was holy, she was exempt from leaving her home to go to the mosque. I had never heard the word hadith before. It was the first time, but unfortunately, it was not to be the last. Lori, USA.